Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study, Galatians chapter 1, we were taught that when we surrender ourselves to the Lord, we need to surrender all of our desires to Him. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
And so that takes us into verse 14. And profited, now as he continues his testimony here under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in mine own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my father. So he not only went to Harvard, so to speak, he finished at the top of the class. I like what J. Vernon McGee stated. He said, Paul was saved not in Judaism, not by Judaism, but from Judaism. Paul was a zealous religious man before his salvation. He went all out and he excelled many of his equals because he was committed and he gave an all-out effort. And yet, except for the atrocities he did to the early church, in many ways he is a very moral man. Now, we're told he profited, that is, he progressed in the Jews' religion, passing up many who were his equals in age, but also in opportunity. Why? Because he was zealous. But then when he got saved, Paul was as zealous for Christ and even more so as he was in Judaism before he got saved. He goes all the more in trying to serve Christ. Now, is there a sin, a hobby, a weight, or something that's not of Christ that has more of our devotion and time? Before we were saved, that was a big thing in our life. But when we gave our life to Christ, did we allow Him to have control of that? Or does that take the place of Christ more often than not? The apostles let them know, or should I say the apostle let them know, the people of Galatia, how that before he was saved, he knew Judaism inside and out. He taught them the right way. You knew how I was raised. But he saw through it. These traditions, he said, we're strong in my life. I know it better than those guys. But he says, now, Christ has saved me. I've given my life to Christ. And so he's able to say on the authority of the Word of God, he's able to say on the authority of our Lord, that they're wrong. Now, let me just say this. As some people use the word liberty to justify all kinds of sin, and they end up calling us legalistic, all because they want to fulfill the lust of the flesh. And so they leave that for which they once stood. And so these many traditions and works that they created, just like so many have created rock and roll for the church. Now it's just a tradition in so many churches. But they often contradict the holiness of the scriptures. But they're allowed because it makes their flesh feel religious and therefore feel good. But nonetheless, it's still the love of the flesh. And you see, we'll deal with that when we get to chapter 5. Now, I also want to add this. Now, personally, I believe in personal accountability. Knowing my just deserts, I needed a substitute. I don't want my rights because my sin has called for death. I don't want my rights. That's the rights I deserve. But Christ, my Savior, took my sin upon Him and paid my penalty. He took what I deserved. I think of the ground. It was cursed the day man fell. Isn't it interesting that thorns are on His brow at the crucifixion? And what a testimony to our accursedness. Because He had the curse of all of us upon Him. So isn't it just symbolic, greatly, to have thorns, the ground that had been cursed for the fall of man to be upon His head? 1 Peter 2, 24 and 25 says that He bore our sins in His own body on the tree, and it's by His stripes we are saved. He bore my penalty fully, totally, for all sin, for all time, on the cross. Friend, my sins were not overlooked. Rather, they were fully paid in Christ Jesus, and they were applied to my account that very day. I received Him via repentance and faith. May I add, as I said earlier, this was not faith that saved me. Jesus saved me. And my friend, I just kind of think of this world today. We like to say, what is the biggest sin? What is really evil? Because the world has so many different ideas of evil. You know, it's always best to let God tell you what evil is. And so we find out in 1 John 5, 17 through 19, all unrighteousness is sin. And there is a sin not unto death, that is, not unto physical death, but still not, nevertheless, sin. He goes on to say, we know that whatsoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. You see, the whole world lies in wickedness. Now, myself, I'm a sinner, saved by the grace of God. I daily experience the experience that the Apostle Paul had in Romans chapter 7, verses 15 through 25, where he says, the good that I would do, I don't do, and the bad that I wouldn't do, I end up doing. Then he said, it's by the flesh. He has this failure, but by the Spirit, he has victory and peace. Friend, I will never arrive in this life. Rather, when I enter the presence of the Lord, and He makes me be like Him, as He promised in 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. For we shall see Him as He is. Or we see the living reality of Philippians 3, 20 and 21. He'll change this vile body, and oh, our bodies are so vile, and make it passionate like unto His glorious body. Oh, I'm so thankful that Christ became accountable for my sin. And as a result, He became the propitiation, the complete, full payment and satisfaction of my sin. Oh, if we could just make people understand their sinfulness so that they too may see the need to come to Jesus Christ for salvation as well as for the issues of this life. Oh, what a difference that would make. It'd make a great difference for so many. My friend, if you're not sure you're saved today, I hope that you'll come to Him. I hope that you'll come to Him. Now, much of the weakness of today's Christianity lies in the lack of a sense of divine mission on the part of both we pastors and those who occupy the seats, or the laymen, if you wish to say it. So that leads us into verse 15. It says, "But when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by His grace." I like that. He called me by His grace. That's really great, but when it pleased God, when it pleased God, this is not a Calvinistic thing. It is grace, pure and simple. If you see it as Calvinistic, you miss so much of the grace of the act of God. You see, it is after salvation that He is used of God to show what God can do with even the chief of sinners. So again, don't give up on that drug addict. Don't give up on that homosexual. They can be saved. And just like it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11, of those kind of folks with those sins or addictions, "Such were some of you." You know, I wasn't born a Christian. The day I was born, I was not a Christian. Nobody is born a drug addict. I mean, now we're not talking about crack babies, but nobody's born a drug addict. Nobody is born a homosexual. God wouldn't say so much against it if He made people that way. The only thing that makes people that way is Satan. So don't blame God, blame Satan, because he has to change them after they're born. Although they got that old nature, he makes sure that he develops the power of that old nature. Now, too often we look at someone as Jeremiah, who was also called from his mother's womb, or John the Baptist. But what if I said, each of you hearing my voice right now were also called from your mother's womb? Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 10 says this, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.